Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That was pretty fucking good. After a year, I thought, are they going to screw that up? Do they still have their yelling out, "This is Doug Loves Movies" game on? And the answer is yes. Very strong. I brought lots of stuff to give away tonight, including... lots of OCB bleached and unbleached cones. And yeah, I've got a lot of them, so I'll be like just chucking them out to the crowd throughout the show. And then I've also got this big crate full of stuff. Yeah, wow. Jesus is right. I've been getting a lot of free shit over the last year. And looking like a hoarder, and this is finally my chance to unload some stuff. It's Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. We're at the Improv in Brea, California, in front of a limited capacity, distance, kind of, hopefully vaxxed crowd. And I'm happy to say, for the first time in over a year, Doug plugs. I've got stuff to plug. While Doug Loves Movies is slowly getting back out on the road, you will continue to get weekly episodes via Zoom the way we've been doing them, but we will also start adding in audience shows like this one. And the next one is going to be July 31st at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego. All of my dates and deets as they trickle in can be found at DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah! Doug! What?
That was amazing. And even a don't say butt fuck at the end that might not have made it on the recording, but it got in there anyway. Got into my head anyway. Here's the prize crate. It is a box that was sent to me. Where is the label? There was a TV show called Rebel that lasted a few weeks. It's already not a show. It's already canceled. But here's a lovely crate that says Rebel on it. And then a big old bottle of Uncle Nearest 1884 small batch whiskey. A puzzle that's got a young Arden Murine on it and her cats. a book about, yeah, what indeed, a book about whales that I got from National Geographic and from OCB Rolling Papers, your own mask, because it's about time you have one if you haven't purchased one or been given one. And then this fun clock from Platinum Vape, it's 420 all the time on this clock. So that's pretty fun. And then a really nice, this is a super crazy soft blanket. Here, touch this blanket, lady. Isn't that crazy? So soft. I got that when I went to the drive-in premiere of One Night in Miami. I also brought some Doug Benson rockin' pins. And this is the best thing in this particular prize box. It's fucking Benny from Benny Loves You. How you doing, Benny? He's not very bright, and he has a knife. So we'll check in with him later in the show. And, Benny! And I also brought the original box for people that are into that sort of thing. The winner, this is definitely a collectible.
Very,
very precious prize. I think I broke him. Now he won't talk. So, broken Benny doll. Doesn't speak anymore. It's going to be somebody in the audience tonight. What happened with name tags? Did people bring them? Oh, goody. Very nice. Well, here's how it works now. We're going to go contactless. So we'll look at your name tags. We'll appreciate them from afar. And my guests will pick who they're playing for. You don't have to, bring it up or, hand it to them or anything. But also everybody else is eligible as well because, everybody can't make a name tag and I want everybody to have a chance. So my guests can pick anybody they want. So just raise your hand if you want to be picked and it's up to them. Don't complain to me if they don't pick you because I'm leaving that entirely in their hands. Let's bring them out here. What do you say? Had to invite the best for this historic show. I leaked their names on Twitter, so some of you may be aware already, but either way, it's still very exciting to have them here all at the same time. Please welcome Bree Pruitt, Dan Van Kirk, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a., all the a.k.a.s that go with Sam Levine. This is so exciting. Let's talk to them individually and alphabetically. They didn't sit down alphabetically, but we'll work around that. We'll make it work. Bree Pruitt is here, everybody.
Wow.
Hi, Bree.
Hi. I'm so turned on that everyone can see my mouth.
Yeah, take a good look at that mouth, you guys.
Look at it.
Civilized society hasn't seen that mouth for a while.
Nobody's seen that? I'm going to go through all kinds of figurations. You'll have your chance. What about this one? It's for everybody.
I mean, that's the great thing about podcasts.
Yeah, right, good point.
Is people love listening to people making faces. It's really great. That's the other thing I'm going to do from now on is if a donut throwing thing breaks out during the show, which, could still happen. I'm just going to go to commercial so that people at home don't have to sit through that part. Because it's only fun in the room, It's a lot less fun to listen to donut throwing. I've learned a lot over the pandemic, you guys. I've really taken stock in this show, and I've really changed it a lot. You'll be very excited. There's going to be a dramatic reading. Welcome to Dougville. It's now a show that's an ongoing radio drama. No thank you. But he seems into it. It's little Logan himself. It's Sam Levine, everybody.
Hello. Thank you, Doug. Hello, everyone. It's so nice to see all of you again. Everybody looks exactly as I remember them.
Yeah, they really haven't aged.
Nope.
Everybody's looking really good. and happy, and that's what matters.
I agree.
Yeah, thank you for being here, Sam.
Oh, my absolute pleasure.
What's going on with that thing you go to every year in Kansas City?
This is the second year in a row. Sadly, we had to do it virtually, but we are still raising money. It's called Big Slick Kansas City, and it benefits Children's Mercy Hospital of Kansas City, which treats pediatric cancer free of charge. So it is a worthwhile organization, to say the least. And there's actually a big online virtual show this Saturday, the 12th of June. So go to bigslickkc.org if you want to watch the show and donate. Yeah.
That's great. It started because, you know, Sam's been involved in it for forever, but it started because five dudes from Kansas City decided to do this benefit and use their fame. And they are
Paul Rudd, Rob Riggle, Eric Stonestreet, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, and David Koechner.
Yeah.
All five Kansas City boys.
Champ kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they do this thing every year, and lots of other celebrities get involved, like Sam, and our friend Seth Herzog is always involved. Yeah. And it's a great cause and a great thing. And I'll get back to Kansas City as soon as I can. But also joining us today is a man with a tour that he's about to, I don't know how much he can say tonight. It's Dan Van Kirk, everybody.
How are you guys doing? Are you doing good? Good. Hi, buddy.
Tell us about this tour. You're getting out there and
I announced
doing
it today.
Shows.
More cities are going to be announced, but I announced 38 cities today. It starts in Chicago on August 11th, and it pretty much goes everywhere until November 19th, where it ends in Rochelle, Illinois, my hometown. So, yeah, everything's up at danielvankirk.com, and I hope people want to hang out this summer, fall, because I want to hang out with them. So,
I didn't even know there were 38 total cities in this country.
Dude, there's more.
Wow!
Yes! There's like 11 more.
Wow!
Yeah.
I gotta look at a map.
Are you going to go to Fargo?
No, should I?
I just thought it'd be fun to guess cities.
Ooh.
You might Have you played Fargo?
No, I asked because there's an offer to play Fargo, but should I go to Fargo?
Yes! Doug, I'll go with
you. Yeah, four of you think so. That's those are the numbers I was looking for.
I'd say four people in Brea cheering for Fargo is a pretty good average.
I was thinking about only playing cities from now on that are the title of the movie.
Movies.
Ooh! Yeah.
Truth or Consequences.
I can go to Fargo. I can
Biloxi.
Go to Chicago.
Yes.
But Brea's out. Yeah. No more Brea shows. But, oh, no way. I take it back. There's a movie called Orange County.
Yeah,
wow, that's right.
So that covers the whole goddamn area.
Oh, man.
Doug loves movie cities tour. That's what it is,
that's
dude.
That's an idea that probably won't happen.
Okay.
All right.
Doug, before we get this underway, I know you love sentimentality. Can I tell you?
Oh, I love it.
You kept this ship afloat for the last year plus. It's been a joy doing digital shows with you.
Yep.
And this is my first in-person comedy show in about 14, 15 months. It's an honor to be your friend. It's an honor to do this show with you. And on behalf of a lot of people listening right now, thank you.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to do this to you, Bree and Sam, but I'd like to hear a similar speech from each of you.
This is my first meaningful show. I've actually been on the road doing a lot of shows the last 10 months. They've all been in Texas.
You're good. You let it out.
No,
let
it's
out.
Fine. No masks there because, you know, it's not real. I'm fine.
It's all right.
You go now.
It's all right.
Yeah, same. I've just been working in nursing homes and just really feeling the urge to come back. I'm so honored that I'm on the first live show.
You're on the first show back, baby!
Baby!
So honored.
What? Inappropriate sound.
Yes,
was that?
Filthy.
That's my favorite, ta-da, because you know he doesn't do a magic trick. He's yelling ta-da for no reason, like he murders someone with his little knife. Everybody goes, ta-da!
What is that, bipolar emo? What is that?
It's as close as you can get to emo without getting sued, I think.
Or Elmo, right?
I think they just made their own, they created a character, and he's just got similar qualities to a lot of them. But I've really grown fond of this guy, but I want to give him away tonight because I did try to throw him out.
Oh.
And if you throw him out, he just shows up in your home again.
Wow. Baby, yeah. You've been cursed.
So I hope that whoever wins this tonight, I hope that that person, doesn't throw it away, because I feel like it might come back to me if they throw it out.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't need this. I don't need this shit.
No. Uh-uh.
No.
That's the type of thing you put in the Airbnb you manage just to scare people.
They'd be like, that's a camera.
Oh, 100%.
We can't fucking hear.
Come on, let's go back and fuck in the kitchen again.
Benny's watching. Elf on the Shelf.
Even if he's not a camera, I wouldn't make love in front of this.
No. Nope. No way.
I thought about one morning I woke up early, I thought about just putting this on the bed next to my girlfriend when she woke up. Because we were always joking about how he's going to kill us.
Yeah. For the listeners at home, this thing looks like if a Jim Henson creator drew something when they got bored.
Yeah, it's kind of thrown together, but I think that's probably also going to be...
Yeah, no, it's all part of
the idea of the movie, you know. And in the movie, he has a real knife, and he has a little stuffed one here that's soft.
Do you want to give him a real knife?
Don't do it.
Seems
don't
like
give
that's
him
what
a
you're
real
suggesting.
Knife. No, that's one of the rules. Don't feed him after midnight. Right. Don't give him a real knife.
Yeah, he doesn't need a real knife. Let's see what's up next here on my little script. Haven't done this yet. I mean, we did a kind of a version of this in the past, but we've been doing this over the last year, and I think it's really a good thing for the listeners because there's too many movies. There's so many movies that, like, just deciding on what to watch on a streaming service or something is tough. So I've been saying, let's go visit Recommendation Nation. And I ask each guest to recommend one movie that they think people will enjoy for whatever reason. But, you know, just something that's good. It could be new, it could be old.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's start with you, Bree.
The film is called My Name is Doris, starring Sally Field.
I love that movie.
You can stream it on Hulu. It was so delightful. I saw it for the first time. Max Greenfield.
Yeah.
My brain is pandemic goo, you guys. I'm not going to say any names right. But My Name is Doris, real cute. Directed by Michael Showalter.
Ooh.
If you like them cute-ass rom-com-y offbeat things.
Yep.
Woo! Watch it with your mom.
Sally Field plays Doris. And she's an older lady, and she gets a crush on a guy in the same office she works in, and she pursues it. And it's Max Greenfield from, now he's on that show, The Neighborhood. But that's a good one.
Thanks, everybody.
I like that pick. There's a Kumail Nanjiani appearance in that.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of comics.
And it's really, really entertaining movie. Have you seen it, Dan?
I have not, but I will.
My Name is Doris.
I'm in.
Sally Fields, a heartthrob for the ages, you know?
Yeah.
She's a flaw.
Would smash today. What is she, 70?
Yeah, no, she's trying to get it in that movie.
Yeah.
She can.
She can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, she just doesn't bring up that she's Forrest Gump's mother. There's no reason to drag that into this situation.
I just don't understand why people got so mad at Lori Loughlin and those kids getting into college. Look at what Sally Fields did to get Forrest Gump into that school. Nobody had a problem with that. Kids out there on the swing going, no one cared at all. Me for a movie? My turn?
Yes, please.
I don't know if I've recommended this here before. I may have not. But I highly recommend The Ritual on Netflix. It is a suspense, horror-ish, but not very, kind of a psychological thriller. It's a group of four friends that go on like a let's get away for the weekend hike, and they should not have done that.
Never go on hikes.
No.
That's the lesson.
And you know what else? Don't ever take the shortcut. Yeah. But has anybody here seen it at all? The Ritual? Anybody at all? Yes? Good? Right? So...
Thumbs up from that lady.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautifully made. It's gorgeous. It doesn't lead the audience too much. It lets you kind of figure some things out. It has a good payoff. It's a wonderful film. I really, really like it a lot.
Who's in it?
People we know. Because it's BBC, so forgive me. I'm not super familiar with their celebrities. But it's like if you see... Every person has been in a Black Mirror episode, so it's like everyone, people have seen it would agree with me. You're like, oh, that guy. It's very, very,
but they
very
have British good. Accents in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, I pass.
No, you don't like subtitles? You don't like subtitles?
I hate subtitles.
Okay, fair enough. Yep. Highly recommend.
No, I'm in. The okay. Ritual.
Well, if you're going to recommend a British movie, I'm going to recommend an Australian movie. It's an oldie and a goodie, and I'm sure a lot of people know it, but I'll bet some haven't seen it. Muriel's Wedding.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That is a good one.
With Toni Collette and Rachel Griffiths, and it's been on rotation on cable a bit, which is how I watch a lot of movies, and I hadn't seen it in 20-plus years, and I forgot how charming a movie it is. And how brilliant Toni Collette is, by the way,
oh my
and
God.
Has always been. But man, if you've never seen this movie, do yourself a favor, because a lot of people think Mamma Mia was the first time ABBA songs got used in a movie. Nuh-uh! Not even close. Muriel's Wedding, check it out. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere.
Yeah, parts of it are more terrifying than Hereditary.
That's true. Really?
Well, because it's a wedding.
Oh, I got you.
There's some,
right,
there's
if you're
some
afraid
extreme
of
awkward.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of awkward shit at this wedding.
I mean,
wedding.
If you're competing with like people spider crawling in the wall and shit, then I'll watch it. But
yeah. No, Toni Collette even, like, it's interesting. I think she gained weight for the role, which is a crazy move for an actor nobody knows yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's watching it going, oh, she gained weight for the role. It's
right.
Just like, this lady's got a little weight on her.
Well, I knew she'd been around in Australia for a few years
right.
before that, but
yeah.
That was the movie that introduced her to most American audiences.
Yeah, and it's really, it is good. I've been like almost pulling the trigger on watching that again. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for visiting Recommendation Nation. And are you ready to get some games going?
Yeah.
I like games.
Are you ready to get your game on?
Mm-hmm.
I think I accidentally quoted Smash Mouth there, and so I take it back. We'll do that right after we pick who you're going to play for during the break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back, and we've determined who my guests are going to play for. Bree is playing for a gentleman who brought a Pee Wee Herman doll and slapped a post-it note with his name on it, and it is Phil. And Dan's going to be playing for a dude named Azery, who Dan already has an impression of.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fucking Azery, bro. But just fucking Azery? I like Irish caps and DC hats, dude. Fucking deal with it, bro.
Now, I want the listeners to know, we can't confirm that that's what that guy sounds like. Dan
probably
just
not.
Decided to make that his voice. And if that guy wants to chime in at any point during the proceedings, Dan, be sure
to... I'll tell you how great my fucking Scion XB is, dude. A lot of people sleep on the Scion, bro. It's fucking great, dude.
What are the miles like on that?
Dude, I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. It gets fucking 1920 in the city, bro.
What?
Yeah, dude. Fucking what? Pop that hatch, dude.
That sounds more like a year than a mileage number.
Dude,
1920?
I fucking roll that thing. Dude, I roll that fucker down to Huntington. I sell bracelets out of the back, dude. It's fucking dope.
I don't sound like that, dude.
Dude, you don't even fucking know, dude.
I would have given you $100 to do your best British accent.
It's late.
All right, so I'm glad we established who's going to win the prizes tonight, potentially.
Wait, did we get to Megan yet?
What's that?
Did we talk about Megan?
Oh, yes. I forgot to say that Sam is playing for Megan.
What's the sign?
That's mostly because I didn't want Sam to talk forever about how he's on her sign.
I said it during the break, Doug. That was yours to cut out.
I know. But no, I'm saying now you're going to say it anyway, so I'm saying it too.
I just wanted her to get her name shout out. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And her sign is three ninjas.
It's three ninjas.
No, wait. High noon at Megan Mountain, and mine is Azuri and the Hendersons.
Yeah, but I got Doug.
He's got me on
don't
there.
Change
he's
your voice. You don't change your voice.
You're fucking faking it, man.
Dude, I'm just saying, man, like, you know, fucking sexuality is fluid, dude. I put people I'm attracted to on the fucking poster, dude. Like, fucking deal with it, man. I'm not trying to hug you.
You smoke weed, Azuri?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I was talking to the other Azuri. I'm sorry. Sorry, was it?
As much as any other dude named
Azuri.
Does he
look like Azuri? I was looking at you? Here, give the other Azuri these cones from UCB
yeah,
Rolling
Papers.
Cones,
dude.
Yeah.
Dude, he can even do your walk.
Dude, I can fucking do his walk, dude.
I brought enough of these for everybody that wants one. Bree, you get one.
Thanks.
Yeah, Sam and Dan don't need these. But yeah, anybody else wants one, I'll
take a couple I'll extra. Hook you up. Sell those up at LB,
I'll
dude.
Totally hook you up. Let's see if this lady right here can catch. Hey, it's you. Can I throw it to you?
All
right. You got this, Chelsea. You got this.
Oh,
intercepted.
Good save.
All right. We'll throw some more of those out later, but as I said earlier, to listen to that's not fun. Let's play our first game. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I will say the full title of a motion picture.
Okay.
That really exists.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
One word at a time. I'll repeat every time somebody guesses wrong. I'll go back to the beginning.
Oh boy.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just like Ted?
Yep.
Ted.
I think I did that once. Yeah. Sam won the first game.
All right.
So all you got to do... And just the people on stage, please. Nobody in the audience. Although it would be very hard to just yell this out, but somebody might do it. is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I love the Sam Levine intensity.
That's what the people are here for, Doug.
On this.
Welcome back to the battle for second place. It's Britt and Daniel.
You never know.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, if we were playing the Leonard Maltin game, then yeah, Sam would destroy everybody. We've determined that Sam and Jeff Tate are the only people that are good at that game. and Sam is the best. All right.
Jeff is very good.
He is.
The only thing better than you winning that game
is
you backstage telling me why you should have won it. And that's not a cut. You guys think I'm being mean. I love that conversation. Because he's like, here's what happened. If that person, like, it's the best.
Tell me more that makes me sound like a gem backstage.
No, it's genuinely great.
Well, I just complain about the getting mathematically shut out. But
I know.
And I know people like to hear it, which is why I'm so glad you gave me the opportunity to bring it up. Well, Doug left.
No, I was just searching for my water behind this mountain of cones from OCB rolling papers.
That's a lot of cones you have there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I've got to figure out a better way to give them to everybody than throwing to them one at a time. All right, live, die, repeat. Here we go. Borat, subsequent...
Movie film.
Borat, subsequent movie film.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
For people...
Nope.
Borat, subsequent movie film, delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make... No guesses, benefit.
Glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Dude, I'm gonna be straight up with you. I fucking dabbed like right before I fucking got here, dude.
Borat, subsequent movie film for delivery of prodigious fucking shit.
Borat, subsequent movie film, delivery of prodigious bribe for make glorious benefit.
Borat, subsequent movie film, delivery of... You can't just repeat the words as I say them.
That's the fucking game,
you
bro.
You gotta say the whole thing.
Dude, you fucking say it, dude, and then I fucking
you say the whole
back,
thing.
Dude.
Yeah, the whole thing. You gotta start from the beginning.
Oh my God.
Borat, subsequent movie film, delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Borat, subsequent movie film, delivery prodigious bribe to Americans for glorious of Kazakhstan. Right, everybody?
Borat, subsequent movie film. Delivery.
You're just doing what I do. Bribe to American regime.
Hold on.
For make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
That is it! Yeah. You did it!
Now, Doug, you do it without looking at the paper.
Okay. Borat, subsequent movie film, delivery, delivery of bribes. Is prodigious before bribes? Prodigious bribes.
No, dude, I know Borat.
For make benefit to America, make benefit for, yeah, it's tough. No, I mean, the day that movie came out, I was just like, I can't wait to play this and live, die, repeat. And that day was April of last year.
But now it's today.
It's like, that is perfect for that game. Because I kind of run out of long titles, you know, playing this game all the time. So anyway, Sam Levine did it, everybody.
Good job, sir.
Thank you.
And that means you get to go first in our next game.
I love games.
I don't know how you feel about this one. It's A, B, C, D's No.
Oh, boy.
It's been a long time. I've played this one a few times over the last year, but not quite as much as I used to, and I love it. It's a spelling game, and in honor of our friend that's on stage right now, Benny, in his movie, Benny Loves You, we're going to spell Benny Loves You.
Okay.
Yeah. So Sam's going to get the first letter is B, and he can name any movie that begins with letter B, and that keeps him in the game. But if it matches the movie I wrote down, then he wins automatically. And then we'll go to Bree and then to Daniel. Mm-hmm. And see if you figure out the theme. But obviously, Sam can't.
That's
so far.
The bummer of going first is I can't possibly figure out the theme yet, so I'll start
with... You could wild guess it.
I'm going to wild guess and say Bridge of Spies.
That's begins with B.
I accomplished the hard part.
So you're still in. You're still in. But the title I wrote down is Bride of Chucky.
Oh. Okay.
What's going on there?
Oh, okay.
The next letter is E... to Brie. Any movie that begins with E, but if you have an idea what the theme might be.
Movies that take place at a wedding.
That's an example of a theme.
Yeah.
Well, I plan for N.
Oh, right. I switched the order around on you, so that wasn't cool.
Ooh, I got a good one for you.
How about Escape from Alcatraz because of there was a doll in there.
Oh. And Escape from Alcatraz?
There's a doll in that movie?
Didn't they put a doll in the bed and then Escape from Alcatraz?
I mean,
yes.
I guess
they put three of them.
A doll?
Yeah.
Sure.
Anything that's not a human but looks like a human is a doll.
Hang on a tick. So those things with the clothing on them in the store windows?
Big dolls.
Big dolls. Okay.
Huge.
Noted.
Be like, that outfit looks pretty good on that doll. What about me?
The original title for Mannequin?
The tall lady with the torch in New York. By
huge ass French doll.
French doll.
Yeah.
More expensive.
Got it.
Mannequin. I didn't know that's how it was pronounced.
Now you do, dude.
Oh, Azery. The way you say things. I went with a motion picture called Evil Dead 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then now we're at the end. So there's two of them in a row, but Dan gets the first one.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Sam, of course, is wincing because that film is famously called A Nightmare on Elm Street. But I don't want to eliminate you this early, so give us another one.
I will go.
All right, you're eliminated.
Man, I didn't go beyond that. You're right. I can see the box right now. I will go with Night at the Museum.
Spooky.
Well, I had to say something.
Yeah, it's just a shame you didn't say Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. Yeah, that would have been a match.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sam, you get the other end.
Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, I went with Night at the Museum.
Doug, if that's not real, don't ever tell anybody.
Went just like we practiced it at rehearsal, Doug.
Oh, you haven't missed a fucking step.
That one I've been plotting for a while.
That's great.
So I mean, Benny just came into my life, so I couldn't have known that I was going to do a Benny Loves You. Okay, Y is the next letter, and that goes to Bree. Why?
Well.
Why?
There are so many reanimation type films.
Yep.
So I want to say a film that starts with Y. Because that's what I'm doing right now. So the film that I'm going to say...
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's a good stall technique, is to use full sentences.
This is just what I do now.
Bree, from the person... Start talking about where you're from.
Yeah.
And all
I'm
going to
say the movie Yes Men, which has is very spooky because Jim Carrey, in charge of the elements?
I was really hoping you'd get there. I think I know what it is. Well, let Doug rule on Yes Man first.
Oh, yeah, I need to rule on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she got so close to it, too.
You know what? Yeah. I've never seen it.
I wish I could say Yes Man, but I can't. I wrote down
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Whoa!
You blew your own theme, man.
Curveball throwing motherfucker.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought of Frankenstein or any Frankenstein movies as an option for this theme.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It just didn't cross my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did?
I don't look at Benny and think Frankenstein.
I don't know why. He looks all put together in a lab. Wow.
The answer was Young Sherlock Holmes.
Oh. Because Benny is also a detective.
Who's still young. Yeah, didn't you know his partner is Pikachu?
I'm Benny, this is my partner Pikachu.
L. Dan. Is it Dan?
Yep.
Dan, L.
I can't think of anything good for whatever theme I thought we were doing. So I'll just go with an L movie I love. La La Land. Oh, thanks.
Nope.
Okay.
The answer is, look who's talking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know that theme. Do
Do you know the theme? Shit.
I do not at this point, no.
It's a chaotic theme,
you
I'll
do
say
it?
That much.
Brit knows.
I barely know it.
Wow.
Oh, so I, O is the next.
Oh, is it O? I thought it was I.
Oh, I?
Oh, it's O?
Benny loves
Wait,
you.
Oh,
Benny
loves you. I thought it was Benny
lives. Benny lives inside you.
Yeah. Oh, it's O.
Benny lives to kill you.
Well, I mean, it doesn't fit the theme, but I know you really like this movie. Once?
I do really like this
movie. Yeah, I know.
Is this movies I really like?
Could be. I mean, you never stop talking about Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb.
It's true. I keep talking about how I don't know that one, really. That's the one with Hank Azaria?
I don't know. I never saw it.
Yeah. I think Hank Azaria is like a mean... He does a good... It's a good voice, a good character. He's like the bad guy, but he's funny. But that's all I remember of Secret of the Tomb. And the second one, all I remember is that Amy Adams wore amazing pants. Because she's supposed to be Amelia Earhart, and apparently she looked good in a pair of pants. Like jodhpurs or whatever they call them.
Pantaloons.
And I don't think that's it.
Jompers?
Yes.
It rompers.
Jompers.
It's mannequin.
Jompers.
Once.
Get Azari to pronounce this.
Okay. Oh. Oh, once, you said.
Yeah, I said once.
You said that a while ago.
I did.
I went with Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yep, that was my next one.
What is
so
this theme? Is
I
this,
don't know.
Is the theme movies that have played across the street?
I walked across the street because I was looking for an ATM, mm-hmm. and nobody's at the movies. Oh. Nobody's over there. I mean, I know...
Have
five,
you gone
5 o'clock on a Wednesday or whatever when I was
it's
over
a good
there.
Time to go, actually.
It is, yeah. Especially,
have you gone
especially
yet?
Especially in a pandemic. What?
Have you gone yet to a movie?
I have not seen a movie in a
I went.
Theater.
I went.
What'd you see?
Quiet Place 2.
Same.
Yeah. Yep. I enjoyed it.
That's it's the great. Movie that got you out?
Yep.
Yep.
You didn't break down and try to see Tenet in a theater last summer?
I tried to buy tickets to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at the New Beverly, and that sold out for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Because people love that movie, and then also, you know, they get to go back to that theater and see it. Yeah. Yeah, that was a wild choice on their part to just play that over and over again. But I'd go, I'd see it again under those circumstances.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Really? I absolutely love it.
Yeah, people do. Mm-hmm. It's true. I don't know what... It's kind
would
of now, it's
own.
Weird to like... It's so much weight on whatever movie I choose to sit in a theater
I felt that too.
And see. You know, like so it feels like such a... You know, I'm waiting for the right movie and I just might never see a movie in a theater
again.
You know, it's coming out tomorrow.
Well, Fast 9's coming out soon, Doug. You never miss one of those.
I'm going to save that for the next Sketchfest, probably.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, because those movies are so fun to interrupt.
Yeah.
That I might just, you know, wait.
What about,
I've already waited a year.
Okay.
I've gotten through a whole year waiting for F9. I think I can go another few months.
Top Gun 2. Could you make that your first one back?
I don't. That's not coming out for a while.
Oh, it's not July? I thought it was July.
Oh,
I have no idea.
July is pretty soon now that you mention it. But so no, I'll probably see something before then.
Okay.
In the Heights comes out.
Tomorrow. Ooh, there's a
I
good
I know, but it's on HBO fucking Max.
But you want to see it on the big old screen? There's going to be all
I can see it on the big old screen later, too.
Spectacle.
Yeah, you're right. But I'll sit close.
Okay.
Britt, you said that on pitch, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. It's Brie.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I have HBO Max on my phone only, so I would have to be so close to enjoy In the Heights.
Yeah. No, you should see that one in the theater.
Get you an Oculus.
That'll be fun.
My God, I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. So, yeah, that is a good one to go back to the theater for, I guess. V? Who's V? You're V?
Valley Girl.
Nice pull.
It's like, because I think the theme is about things talking that don't normally talk, like E.G. Daily, the voiceover artist in Valley Girl, who also Rugrats and Powerpuff Girls.
And don't forget Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
And Pee-wee's Big Adventure, fuck yeah, dude, all on theme. It's the whole night.
Yeah, E.G. Daily. But what, she's inanimate in the movie?
Well, she talks, and we don't normally see that.
Oh.
I mean, okay. She makes it.
You normally don't see her because she does voices a lot. Okay, I see. No, no. No, I went with Virtuosity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not The Matrix.
No, because The Matrix, that would be V Matrix, maybe. Because this is a V one. E is the next letter.
Eraserhead. Dude, way to go, buddy. Thanks.
You did it. You did it. Yeah. He's getting closer to getting you this crate full of crap. Yeah, do it.
What was the theme?
The theme is supposed to be movies that have things that aren't supposed to talk.
Fair
that,
enough.
That talk.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but that's a tricky theme to pull off.
I loved it.
Yeah, and Eraserhead, I mean, that's the thing, is I don't think it talks, but there's something comes to life in it. Like there's there's like a chicken wing on a plate.
Yes.
And it starts moving around. So it was a very loose, but S I think you would have gotten, Sam.
Oh, Saving Silverman.
Yes. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not right.
Oh, dude, I'm not gonna lie, you fucking had me there, dude.
You were buying it. You were totally buying it. I went with for S, Seed of Chucky.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And then Y, someone told me something comes to life in Yoga Hosers. But does it? Sausages. There you go. See? So that's legit. And then I couldn't think of another one for O, so I just said Oz the Great and Powerful again.
Great.
And then another one that I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that it's accurate because it's such a wacky movie. Makes sense something would come to life. UHF.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think something comes to life. I think a straw comes to life. It goes into Michael Richards' nose. It comes out his ear.
Okay.
I think something like that happens in it. You know what, you guys?
What, buddy?
The excitement going into our next game is palpable. And I don't want anybody to overexert themselves.
Oh my God, do I need to lay down?
No, no, you're good. But we are going to go to another break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back!
Yeah! If you were here live, you would have heard a great joke about Doug loves loners, but you gotta come to a show.
About what do I love?
Loners.
Oh, loners, yeah.
You mean that's cars that you get when your car's being serviced?
Yes. Like whenever he sees, like, this is a loner vehicle from Van Kirk Automotive.
Yeah. He's very excited about that.
Dan, you won that last game.
Barely.
You squeaked that one out with Eraserhead, which I think is just, you know, something you say every day.
It is.
But you're such a big David Lynch fan. But I would like to announce the return of a game we haven't played since the show moved to Zoom. And it's a game called Last Woman Standing.
Nice.
Pre-Pando, I wrote down a name, and I put it in my wallet, a name of an actress. And then for several shows, it went for several weeks, I would pick somebody in the audience to name an actress, and I would say, you're going to win X number of dollars if the name matches the name in my wallet.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
And it hadn't happened yet when we stopped doing shows in front of audiences. But I never took it out of my wallet. It's still in there. And so I'm going to continue forward with it.
Awesome.
Does anybody, maybe Chelsea was there at that last one. Does anybody remember how much money it was up to? How much money I said I was going to give away to the person who matched
$10,000. Seven grand, $8,000.
I don't think it was that high. I was high, but the number was much more reasonable. I think I couldn't figure it out, and I'm so stupid. I should have just listened to the last episode, but I don't. Why would I want to do that?
No,
so that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I could have found it, but I also decided let's just start at a hundy.
Woo.
Okay. So and I'll.
If it's $1 a guess, if you get it wrong, it goes into the pot, right?
What?
It's $1 a guess. If you get it wrong, God. It goes into the pot.
Douglas movies come turn into some sort of scam.
No.
You...
Yeah. Look, it's not a scam.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity. Here's what I want you guys to do. Are you interested in financial freedom? Talk to your friends. If they sign up, you make money. If they have friends who sign up, they make money. Everybody wins. DougLovesLoners.com. Do it. It better be good. Dude, I'm fucking signing up for that program, dude. Like, I remember when I thought, like, shape-ups were shitty, but I fucking put them on. They're great, dude.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It bothers me, Doug.
It's just, yeah, it's always, they're all just a little off. They're right. All just like, okay.
It's off just enough to not get sued.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, and his vest used to button in the front, but he's put on some weight.
But doesn't he also look a lot like Rolf?
Yeah, Rolf does. The dog from the Muppets, yeah.
Absolutely right.
A lot like Rolf.
Yeah, just picture him at a piano.
Lawsuits back on.
I think they're safe at this point if Henson Company hasn't said anything. Who else would like some rolling? See, that's how it works. I put balls in hands, Dan.
I know. For the listener at home, the guy caught it in his mouth. He took his mask off. It was amazing.
I do. I everybody that's got a mask on right now, I appreciate you so much. You know, we took ours off, of course, for... talking purposes, but and you know, people are vaxxed, not vaxxed. I heard this today.
Oh, God.
Like before the show, I was like, I'm gonna try not to talk about the pandemic at all,
sure.
Pretend it didn't happen. But I heard today that employers can say, "Are you vaccinated?" and then you have to say yes or no.
Sure.
But then they can't ask any follow up questions. They can't be like, "Why are or aren't you?" Like, they can't get involved in the beyond that.
I'm sure there won't be any issues with that.
No, not at all. I'm sure it's going to be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
But, like, here in Southern California, or California in general, Cal OSHA or whatever says that masks are going to stay indoors until July 31st.
Fuck that, dude. I'm not getting that fucking Bill Gates DNA. Fuck that. That's...
So did the government negotiate with the virus that it's going to go away
first? Yeah, they had some behind closed doors meetings.
That's great.
And they came to an agreement. So
go union.
July 31st, you guys. Go crazy. But in the meantime, we'll just get by. And thank you again, everyone that wears a mask or got vaccinated. $100 is on the line.
Okay.
Yeah. We gotta pick somebody in the audience to suggest a name.
Hey, remember, it's $10 entry.
This lady right here. What's your, stop it with this scam. What's your name?
Opportunity. Stop it.
Okay, so since you two are up here going, Sally Fields. She thinks it's Sally Fields.
I didn't say Sally.
I pointed to Bree and to Dan. Settle down, Sam.
I'm letting the listeners know.
I know that you know it's Sally Field, not Fields. So if that was written in my pocket,
I mean, newsflash, I get names wrong. Newsflash. Still sorry, Brie.
It's okay, man.
I said mannequin.
I repeated that one because I like it.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one. But I just want to be clear that Sally Field is your choice, and that is unfortunately is not in my wallet. That name.
So but, you can either it's either 4 fives, 2 tens, or a 20. However you want to pay, you entered into this.
It's a discount for multiple guesses, right?
You can just pass the money to the person next to you. And they'll pass it to me.
And that's how it works. It's not a pyramid.
But thank you for playing. And I want to give away this money. So we're going to do Sally Field.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
And but we're going to add another name.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's pick somebody from over on the other side over there.
And the second one
should be? In the white with the hand up over there. What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley. Thank you for being here, Ashley.
He drugged me.
Oh, you're with Azery?
Yes.
Okay, fuck that.
Fucking Azery is, dude. Sorry, babe, he doesn't like plus ones.
No, I mean, he's already eligible for the prize, and they came together. What's your name over here, ma'am? You were raising your hand a second ago? Now you're looking around like, not me? Yeah. Your name is Selma Hayek?
Wow, it's such an honor to meet you.
That is so cool. You're great in Everly. What's your name?
Nellie.
Nellie? Okay, Nellie. Thank you for your suggestion.
I'm Brea, of course. I live in Brea. I don't live in Brea. But
you don't live in Brea. But you've had a couple cocktails, for sure. You drink in Brea. This is where you come to drink, then you go somewhere.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's Selma, right? People think her name's Selma, but it's Selma. S-A-L-M-A.
Did I or not?
What's
no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, you nailed it. Right.
Oh, no, it's not in the wallet. It's not in the wallet.
Oh, it's so not just, in the wallet. I'm sorry.
So literally, if you have a 50, we can break it, but...
Do we take crypto yet?
We do not yet take crypto, but okay. We're working on it.
Great.
Only Cash App, too.
But thank you for playing and suggesting another great actress, Selma Hayek, so that we're adding her to the to the group today.
Okay.
Yeah, we got time. We're gonna do. I'm gonna play along. We're gonna have a massive.
Oh wow!
Last right. Woman Standing.
Great.
Because we're back. Yeah, but we still needed to give someone else a chance at the money. We'll just do one more.
Wait, are we adding a third name?
Yeah, Sam.
Whoa. Oh my God, we're going to be here all night.
Well,
the two of you will.
We'll be here for another. But in the booth, I think it's a lady, blonde lady, holding her hand up. Yes.
Cameron Diaz.
What's your name?
Vanessa.
What?
Vanessa.
Okay. Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. Okay, so she suggests Cameron Diaz, not in the wallet. Yeah, there's a lot of actresses. Yeah, so, all right. So the next time I do a show with an audience, I'll raise the prize money up, like 20 bucks, 120 bucks.
Wow.
And if somebody says the name in the wallet, they'll win. This is exciting, right?
That's great. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a way to make money and make other people money.
No, stop bringing that part up. That's not really part of it. This is all... nobody has to... They paid to be here. Yeah. That's plenty. What's that?
Can I see your wallet?
Can you see my wallet? That's an interesting question. This lady does not believe...
That there even is a wallet.
She doesn't think there's a wallet.
Let alone a name in it. There's no there's no wallet, man. There's no wallet, man. He goes up there and he fucking talks about it. Nobody even questions, man.
You gotta learn how to trust, girl. You came here. You put your life on the line to come to a comedy club in Brea.
Dude, I've watched so many people fucking sit down, dude. That dude is not sitting on a wallet, dude. I can fucking tell you that right now.
Oh, she drove here from North Carolina.
Let me see your wallet.
Let me see your wallet. What are you, fucking Sam Jackson? What is this shit?
Yeah, this one was a threat.
Let me see your fucking wallet.
Say what again, motherfucker?
You better. Yeah, it says bad motherfucker on it. I feel like she really needs to see my wallet. But is it to confirm that the name is not Selma Hayek? Is that what you're saying? Because I don't want to show you the name, because then you'll know what the name, the actual name is. And you might tell somebody.
I won't
know
that. I think they're just concerned that you don't carry a wallet.
There's a
they're going to mug you later.
No, I've got a wallet. I've got the bad back to prove it.
You don't
got
to prove your wallet ownership to anybody.
You know, Doug, a guest is allowed to ask you if you carry a wallet. You can say yes or no, but then there's no follow-up.
They can't ask why.
No follow-up. follow-up question.
Why do you do or don't do have a wallet? Do or don't do have a wallet? What's wrong with me? Could you help me out and just pass this to that nice lady that wants to see my wallet? At the very least, she should get a pin with me on it that she'll turn around and give to somebody else.
I know she's not drunk, but I wish she was so drunk. She was like, this little bag is his wallet?
I can confirm from this angle. Look, you guys can sort of see now. T has a wallet.
I do have a wallet, yeah.
Don't you dare take that wallet.
My wallet, you son of a bitch.
He's got it. He's got it, folks. It's real.
Yeah, and then the name is on a piece of paper that's sticking up right here.
Oh, shit.
You can see the letters DLM.
Oh, my God. This is like a magic trick.
And I haven't touched it.
And if you join our founding members program,
stop it.
You can get a better look at the wallet.
You can see one marking that may or may not be a letter.
Right. Now, that's at the wallet level. We have other levels.
I know it's like a ridiculous joke and there's level scams or whatever, but actually, I was successful with this program. And so, prizes, I went to Jamaica.
Listen to testimonials from Greg. It always works.
Oh, Benny. Sally Field. Mm-hmm. Cameron's Diaz. It was the third one. Oh, Salma's Hayek.
Mm-hmm.
Salma's Hayek. Those are the three names we're going to play. Now, this is the part where you don't need to speak out loud anymore. Because I feel you're going to yell out the names of Salma Hayek movies as the Salma Hayek resident expert. And it's just between all of us on stage. The three of us are going to take turns naming films from any of those three great actresses' filmography, Cameron, Drew, and Lucy Liu. And, I just gave you guys a potential answer.
I know.
Exciting. Salma Hayek, Sally Field, Cameron Diaz. We start with the winner of the last game, who was Dan.
I think.
Yep. Then we'll go to Bree, then me, then Sam. Yeah, Sam's got a... We will have destroyed three titles.
Three
there will barely be
titles.
Anything left.
I'll go low-hanging fruit and just say Forrest Gump.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, because we mentioned it earlier. Yeah, it's clever, clever play.
Thank you.
Bree?
I'll go lower and say My Name is Doris.
Yeah, that did work out pretty
good. Yeah, I feel real good about this, Doug. Thanks.
I mean, okay, so for mentioning previously mentioned movies that one of those actresses is in, I think I don't have any more. Mm. Oh, but I did allude to, so I'll just say it, Charlie's Angels. Sam?
Charlie's Angels, : Full Throttle.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have a colon, where would that... Where would all that power go?
I don't know. It's a very important colon, Doug.
I will go.
That one was called Full Throttle because of all the motocross action in it. I think that was.
I believe that is why they went with that.
Alluding to
a lot of X Games.
Why was the first Charlie's Angels so much fun and the second one such a bummer?
Because paychecks, man, they make people lazy.
They just did more of the same stuff.
Yeah. And they went back to the well, and people wanted a new well.
Demi Moore was not enough of a new well.
No.
But she is in my wallet. I didn't say that. Don't worry about it, lady.
No. I will Nelly. Go with The Mask.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I believe Cameron Diaz's
first movie.
Screen debut.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose turn is next?
I'll stay with Cameron and say There's Something About Mary. Why not?
Why not?
There is something about Mary.
There is. Several things about her. Like she can still pay attention to a show while figuring out the check.
Mm-hmm.
People, I haven't had a check drop during Doug Loves Movies. I'm usually, when I'm at home doing Zoom, nobody's walking around putting little receipts down in front of everybody.
You're not used to hearing someone say, how do you want to split this?
Yes.
Because I didn't drink much of my drink.
You dragged me here, Azuri. You better pay.
You fucking owed me, dude.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yep.
Oh, man. It's like night and day.
There you go.
Wow. That's a good one. I mean, there are so many movies, honestly, to guess from here, but, you know, only fools rush in. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not called Only Fools Rush In. Dan.
I mean, when you put something in the form of a sentence, I don't want to get too desperado.
Nice. Nailed it.
In my way, I did.
Nailed it.
Who's in that?
Is it Selma?
Uh-huh.
She's in Desperado? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, Bree? For me, I think everyone here is good and not bad, teacher.
Yeah! Now, she couldn't do that before she signed up for the program.
That's right. The workshops were hard.
They were hard, but they're profitable.
You gotta release so many.
You gotta
much
buy
trauma.
Money to spend money.
And the meals were great.
I think one thing that's holding me back from going to the cinema is that I refuse. I refuse to see a movie. I had like this all in my head. I had the perfect ramp up to that, and now it doesn't make any sense to say not without my daughter.
Oh. Awesome.
I don't have a daughter.
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, we're in the middle of a game, and I don't want to launch into a story, but once upon a time in Mexico.
Nice!
You know what?
Dude.
I'll save it for later. I'll save it for later. Thank you.
I might be out.
No way. Sally Field, the greatest actresses of our time.
No, but I'm in a...
Bro, they were all in a movie together. Name it.
Sally, Salma, Cameron.
I know.
You got this, man. Azri's out there going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Who'd have thought the guy named Azri would yell, what the fuck, dude? Man, I'm just in this Facebook group where we specifically hate these three actresses.
Wow.
And we don't talk about their movies, which I'm like, well, at least we should bitch, because then I would know.
Sure.
Man, I'll... Spy Kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. I Spy Kids.
Nice.
That was wrong. That was... We'll edit that out, right?
Why?
No reason. Good.
I mean, you live across from a school.
Yeah, that makes
sense. And you like to play I Spy with My Little Eye.
Kids!
So you're like I Spy Kids.
Perfect. Great. Yeah.
I heard one of those kids was named Gidget.
What? The TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, is it TV? Okay.
Yeah, it's TV.
Then
Did
I
they
heard...
make a Gidget movie ever, Sam? I don't think so.
Well, that's good because I was just talking about kids. I wasn't talking about this game. But I did hear that one of those kids speaks Spanish.
Pri, I'm not going to lie, for a second, I thought that one of them was in the movie Kids.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was like, damn, she stuck kids in. Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. The movie I'm going to say is Volver.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
It's a Selma Hayek film.
Oh, is it?
Volver, okay. Pedro Almodovar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it. I'm sure it's wonderful. I'll check it out.
I feel like you might be slipping through on this one, but I like that about you.
Volver, any love?
She's in that. Salma Hayek's in there. Okay, good confirmation from the guy who you're playing on behalf of.
Yeah, right.
he's confirming it. He's done the research and he can guarantee that that
is
a correct.
This is messy looking, Phil.
That is a correct
answer.
We
rehearsed this.
Oh, there's just so much to choose from, you know. I just, but I just worry for Bree. I'm just sitting here trying to be, you know, in her shoes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sam.
This sucks. I had the greatest joke, but for the life of me, I cannot remember the punchline.
Sally Field was in Punchline.
That's right.
Doug, I cannot think.
Are you ramping up to a title or are you really out?
That's the slippery slope when you do this. You guys think that someone, oh, there it is. He stuck the landing. No, I'm not going to carry Strug this. I have no idea. Man, what is the movie where she looks like that? Frida.
Such a good movie. Nice.
Frida, did you just see the eyebrows?
Well, no, I remembered that earlier, but it isn't even the movie or actress I was talking about in that sentence. But I was like, oh, yeah, I remember. I thought of Frida earlier.
I was going to go with Frida, but then I went for the joke.
Thank you.
You're welcome, yeah, buddy.
That's what happens.
Yep. It's all right.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, I think I thought of another one.
What? We'll see, you got another one?
Yeah, we'll see if that pans out.
All right. Good luck remembering it.
I know.
It's going to be a few minutes. We're on Brie now.
I've been trying to think of a movie the whole time. The whole time? The whole time? It's Mrs. Doubtfire, everybody.
Good job, bro.
The whole time? She was so... She didn't know. I couldn't believe it.
I didn't know that you were acting out a line from that movie.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so iconic. That movie is like a song that I can never forget. You know, that movie is I Want It That Way. You know, it just plays in the background, you know. It was a run by Fruiting, you know, every day.
Mm-hmm. Great pull.
Yeah, it's very memorable. But these actresses are so good. But you know what? None of them are good at being John Malkovich.
Ooh.
Sam?
I really wanted to say being John Malkovich. That's one of my all-time favorite films. And if you would have just let me set it, Doug, that would have been the sweetest thing.
How deep are you right now? Like 9, 10, 15 more?
I have no idea.
Really?
I could go a while on this. Yeah.
You think you could go the longest yard? It's no one's in that movie, guys. No one's in that. I just wanted the feeling. I knew it was a blank bullet when I fired the gun. I knew.
You got me good. This is exactly why I trust you with all my money.
And you should. And you can, too. I think I'm wrong.
Oh.
But I'd have more than enough fun if I have to hang out after this.
Do you want to check in with your? I haven't said officially we could do this, but we could do lifelines. You could check in with.
Oh, I'll do that.
You can see if Azery can help you.
Dude, what you mean? You mean Blazery, dude? What's up, dude? What's up, dude? All right, Ace.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for helping all of us.
That doesn't really help him.
You know, Shrek movies.
Yeah. I don't know if you're coming closer to the character I've been doing. Like, I don't know, dude. You just want to say, like I don't know, fucking, not like I like him or shit, dude, but like, Shrek, I guess. That's what I'm going with. Shrek.
Excellent.
Awesome. Thanks,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, you did it. Brie?
I don't know what any of those sequels are called, so I'm going to say this is just a wild, wild west time.
Ah,
nicely done.
Some extra stuff in that sentence, but I feel fine.
I like it.
Which of the three actresses is in Wild Wild West?
Salma Hayek is in Wild Wild West. She's the lady on the train with
so high.
Oh, wow.
Boogie big boobs and just...
Oh, yeah.
She wears pants with
corset.
The butt out at
yeah.
one point. Yeah, it's kind of a thankless role, but she looks good doing it.
Sure.
You know who had a thankless role? That spider. That's Dame Judi Dench.
I think the first time I'm very, very aware of Salma Hayek and how awesome she is when I saw... From Dusk Till Dawn.
There you go.
Yep, that's how long it took me to watch it, but it ended up being worth it. Sam?
Yeah, no joke. Shrek Forever After.
There you go.
Which one is that in the series?
I believe that's the fourth one.
Okay.
I hate when I have to give my answer with a question mark. The Mask of Zorro? Is she got
sure. Or was that Catherine Zeta-Jones?
It was Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's why I'll say Home for the Holidays. No, that's Holly
Who's
Hunter.
Who's in that? That's Sally Holly Hunter. Hunter. Directed by Jodie Foster, I believe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
So you're done, Dan?
Yeah.
You had such a good run.
I kept moving.
Yeah.
Man, I think that's
wasn't
it.
Bad.
Thanks, buddy.
There's, probably 75 movies still on the table.
There's a ton more.
Yeah, but, did all right. Brie?
Vanilla Sky.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great pull.
Mm-hmm. How about... shit. What was that one called where she was all like...
I know who you're talking about, and I don't know it.
What happens in Vegas?
Ooh.
Shrek the Third.
Yes! Yes, it got back around. That one was just dangling. I even asked which one you were talking about earlier just to set somebody up for Shrek the Third. Brie?
Shrek 2, Return to the Swamp.
Why is someone saying yes to that?
Because she really wants to support me.
Yeah, but I don't think they go that... I don't think any of their Shrek titles are that long. Sam is shaking his head. Yeah, I mean, Back to the Swamp sounded good, but that might have been more like a tagline than the actual title.
Yeah.
I don't think that was in there, so do you want to rephrase?
Forrest Gump 2?
Forrest Gump 2 still running.
Yeah.
Jenny's Revenge?
He's on vacation. Phil, what do you got, honey?
Oh, she's going to Phil.
The Faculty.
The Faculty.
With Jon Stewart?
Yeah.
Were you just quoting Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Why? What did she say?
Well, she said the words, he's on vacation.
That was from Forrest Gump?
No, but, well, all right. But the way that you said it was very indicative of, I'm on vacation, which is what Eddie Murphy says many times to Ronnie Cox in the movie. Thanks, guys. I'll see myself out.
Don't you dare. This is gold.
He says that to Bogomil?
He does. He says it to Bogomil and Rosewood.
Are you guys just saying Harry Potter characters?
Yeah, don't worry about it, Muggle. All right. Okay, so who's... Is Brie?
I said the Faculty, because Phil...
Oh, Phil helped you out. Okay, I don't have a lifeline, but I'm gonna come up with something good, I've been to a lot of cities, but I have to say that Brea is really one of the places in my heart.
Yeah, I don't even know where the title was in that.
Just the last words.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, is it on me?
Yep.
I think so.
Dogma.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm still out.
Yeah, you're still out?
Yep.
We'll check back with you every time, though. Brie?
I just remembered that I have for sure been on your podcast before and gotten Salma Hayek before. And I don't remember any, because I remember missing Dogma. Like a fool.
Yeah, right.
I'm out. I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shrek 2.
She won, yeah.
Is it Shrek 2?
That's what I was trying to get you to do earlier. It's just called Shrek 2.
And then you did it.
Well, I was doing a bit, but is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still in it.
Yeah. You're still in.
I'm going to work super
just when hard. You thought that you were out.
Yeah. Sam?
No?
Wait,
what did you say?
I'm quoting movies.
And
Sam doesn't even care.
That's great. Shrek 2. It works.
Oh, okay. But did she say it? What did you say after I said places in the heart?
Oh, I said Dogma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I said I'm just, still out.
Yeah, we got that. We got that part.
Then I quoted a movie and Sam didn't give me credit for it. But what?
I didn't hear it.
It's fine.
Dude, I didn't
it's
hear it.
It's fine.
Was it Forrest Gump again?
No.
So Sally Field, when she won the Oscar for Places in the Heart, she said, "You like me, you really like me," because she had won previously for Norma Rae.
Right.
Norma Rae. See, unions, go unions. Sam?
Eye for an eye. Okay. Mm. Kiefer Sutherland plays a very bad guy in that movie. He's very
I'm still
bad,
out.
Very bad.
Dance out. And now I'm really out.
And that's the
title. It's official. It's official that she's out. Okay. So I'm going to go with so many rom-coms and crazy things going through my head. But I can't.
Look at Sam over there.
How many you got in your pocket?
He's got
four?
So many.
I don't know. There's so many names.
Four.
I should have
you
written
got
them
four
down
in your pocket.
Maybe.
He's got a million of them. Also, did Cameron Diaz just stop making movies?
Yes, she did.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shrek Forever After.
We said it.
Oh, Shrek the Third. I apologize.
We said that too.
Oh, Shrek 2.
We said it.
Oh,
barely.
Shrek.
No, I said it.
She's been in other... All of them have probably done animated voices, and I've just...
I know, I always guess,
not,
the, I always guess
not,
the hedge,
I'm not,
I can't think of...
You know, I'm not... Oh, did you think of another one, Bree?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll check in with you in a second, but let me see if I could squeak out one more, but I don't know, I'm really... I'm trying to think of the name of that Selma Hayek movie that I just saw that's got Owen Wilson in it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say Upload, or Upgrade. No, something like that, but I don't think it's either of those. So I'm going to tap, I think.
Yeah. So I won?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, dude.
How'd that happen? Sam?
Did we say Spy Kids at all? Because
we did the first one.
Oh, the first one. Well, Spy Kids 2, Spy Kids 3D, The Other Woman.
Was she in Shark Girl and Lava Boy?
Oh, I don't know.
Which I got wrong, Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
My Sister's Keeper.
Right, that movie.
Smokey and the Bandit,
that Sister's Keeper movie is that Sister's Keeper movie is crazy. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's really an intense movie because it's a really hard argument that comes up in that movie. Plus, you have to see Alec Baldwin.
What's the Cameron Diaz movie? Maybe we said it. So forgive me if I didn't match it up in my head. Where she's like, she's trying to be like frumpy and like long. Oh, that
being
is,
John Malkovich.
Yeah, that is being
right.
John
oh, we didn't say Annie.
Right, Blanny.
Yeah, Blanny.
Yeah.
Nope, we're canceled. I think there's a few more Sally Field movies. One or two more Sally Field movies.
Yeah.
You probably skipped over.
There's lots of them, but I'm just totally blanking.
Me too.
Yeah.
The Disdain.
Soap Dish.
Oh, that was when I'm at Punchline.
You win.
I passed it.
Which one? Sybil's TV series, TV miniseries.
Oh, they did the movie.
I
we
just
said
Smokey.
Smokey and the Bandit's a great one
it.
For Sally. Gidget is a
Smokey
TV
and the
show.
Bandit.
Why are you saying TV
Smokey
show?
And the Bandit.
That's what I just, what's happening? I was just having a Smokey and the Bandit conversation
he said it.
Into my microphone.
He said it into his microphone before that.
Before, and then why didn't you?
We did.
Well, you did it later. You waited.
We were doing a bit on a bit on a bit.
Yeah, but when I'm talking, why is it going?
Because we're
I'm talking to a person. And
oh, we're back, baby.
Yeah, we're doing it. It's live. So exciting. And so it's official. Sam Levine, everybody predicted it. I can't believe it. He did it. Congratulations. What would you like to plug, Sam?
I'm on Cameo, and I'm having a lot of fun on Cameo, and I'm trying to fill a niche market on Cameo. A lot of times people have bad news that they have to deliver to someone.
It's the best.
I'm leaving you, you're fired.
My dream is
get
that
yourself
I, yes.
tested, whatever
wanna,
it is.
I want to dump somebody for somebody on Cameo.
So I say, forget about doing it yourself. That's embarrassing. I am a professional actor. I will fake your sincerity for you.
So good.
So for a very reasonable price, I will tell anyone whatever kind of bad news you have to deliver. I will make it sound sincere that you are genuinely sorry about it, And let's just all move on with our lives and don't bother contacting you anymore because that ship has set sail.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks.
That's like the new Notes app apology. Right, I think.
I could also do birthday wishes and Father's Day crap, but this will be so much more fun for me.
Have you done one of those yet?
I have done two.
What were the contacts?
They were both marked private, so I can't say much because, they're not public ones. But both of them were fellas apologizing to their significant others. One person did not tell me how he messed up. The other person did. Again, it is private. I cannot go into details, but I apologized on behalf of both of them. And one of them said he did respond and say that his lady is a fan of mine and she really dug it and she's given him another chance. And it was because of mine.
But how'd that other one end up? Suicide?
Probably. Yeah. I'm going to be honest, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to murder suicide, probably.
Oh, no.
Wow. So suicide's okay, but murder suicide's not?
No. Don't take that's anybody just with you. Terrible.
Line.
Yeah.
Such an interesting line.
Just don't kill anybody else.
Oh, right.
Benny?
If you have to take your own life.
Fine.
No, don't. Nobody. Okay. There's people out there to help. Call us. Call a hotline for if you're thinking those thoughts.
Dude.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
Yeah. We don't joke around about that shit anymore.
No.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put these rolling papers, I'm going to set them up so that people can just come and take some, and take more than one if you want, once the show is over. Or maybe after the theme song plays, I'll chuck some into the crowd, and that way the people listening don't have to deal with it. Plugs, Dan?
So I just announced the tour, as I said. Thanks for letting me say that earlier. DanielVanKirk.com, 38 cities. More will be added. If you don't see your city on there, hit me up. Or just go to your local comedy venue and be like, what the hell, guys? Daniel Van Kirk. So go to Daniel Van Kirk for all those dates. Also, I still do some digital shows. I do a pub trivia show. That's next Wednesday. Thank you. Whatever date that was tonight. So that's probably like the 16th. And then on the 23rd, I do bingo digital shows. And we also raise money for No Kill Animal Shelters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Food Bank. So if you win bingo, you get to choose your city or maybe a city you used to live in, and you can pick one of those three organizations for money to be donated to as well. It's a lot of fun. All that stuff is at DanielVanKirk.com. And if you get dumped via Cameo and you want to ask that person to take you back, you can find me on there.
Nice. Nice. You want to go 50-50 on this?
Yes.
All right.
I'm on Cameo.
Part of the system.
I'm on Cameo as well, and I just want to put it out there that the last thing I want to do is anything involving sincerity and breaking up with someone or getting somebody back. I just want ones where it's like, my boyfriend thinks you're funny. Can you do a bong rip and then make a fart noise? I'll be happy to do that. Bree Pruitt, thank you so much for being here. What do you have to...
Oh, my great pleasure. I have a podcast that comes out every week. It's called You Can Do It with Bree Pruitt. I bring on a comedian. I give him a little pep talk about something that's hard. It's the most sincere. It's the opposite of Doug's cameo. So you should check it out if you like that kind of shit.
You
Doug
Can Do
listen.
It with Bree Pruitt?
Yeah.
Love it.
I love that title. That's great. All right. And get that wherever you get podcasts. Like wherever you got this that you're listening to now, that's probably there as well. Along with all the many podcasts that Dan is involved with.
Pen pals.
And Sam, of course, is my manager. I'm on his team on the Schmodown.
Yeah, the movie trivia Schmodown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, some people know. You guys know. For the rest of you who don't know, clearly you like movies. Movie trivia Schmodown. Look it up. Boy, there's a whole library of fun stuff for you to watch.
Yeah, and I've got my first match is coming up.
Yeah.
On there. I don't know if it'll all have happened by the time this comes out or not, but just look for it by name.
Look for it.
Schmodown.
Schmodown.
Yeah, and I probably have another plug as well. Ooh, I'm doing stand-up with my friend Sean Jordan at the Tacoma Comedy Club on Sunday, July 11th. And this is a fun one because he's got a baby due any day now.
Wow, he's bringing the baby?
Yeah, and well... she's just going to stay at home. He's going to drive to Tacoma with the baby. No, he's going to come to the show. But, it's like a week after the baby's born. So I'm feeling like maybe he'll not want to be separated from his brand new baby to go to Tacoma. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Follow you on social media for updates.
He says he's going to be there. I'm not even updating. I'm just saying Sean Jordan is my support act, and but I'm telling people that don't be disappointed if he's caring for his baby.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Man, babies are so cool to get you out of stuff.
Oh, shit, that reminds me. I left a baby in the car.
Again?
It got out the last time. It got out. I would like to thank the Brea Improv for hosting, having us for our very first show back. And all of you for coming out because, you know, lots of reasons not to, and I really appreciate it. And one more time for all of my guests, Sam Levine, Dan Van Kirk,
thank you,
and Bree Pruitt. Let's hear from this guy one more time. Ta-da! As always.
Positive energy.
Oh, positive energy. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice, but that's not what I say now. Now you won't know what I'm going to say, because at the end of every show, I'll say the last line from a different motion picture, and I won't even tell you what movie it's from. It's a fun little game you can play yourself or disregard. As always, well, here's to evolution.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
But also, let's thank you so much, everybody. Let's throw these into the crowd, you guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.